Welcome to The Dark Work Daily, the podcast that delves into the depths of perseverance and resilience to unlock your true potential. I'm your host, Anthony Trucks, and together we'll explore the gritty world of tackling the hard work head on, day in and day out. Join us as we navigate through the shadows, honing our skills, and building the foundation for your future success. Get ready to embrace the challenge because here at Dark Work Daily, we believe that by facing the darkness, we illuminate the path to greatness. Welcome to your daily dose of determination and growth. Welcome to the Dark Work Daily. Welcome to another day together. Today has a thought that stems from a conversation with my oldest son. He's running track right now, actually, at University of Oregon. He has, actually, if you listen to this Thursday today, he has a track meet on Friday, and then he runs again Saturday. He's down in Los Angeles area. Mount SAC is a school. But there's a certain level of intensity that he needs to have. We had a conversation, and his coaches said some things about him in a sense, saying, hey, like, you know, you need to have more confidence. He's not a non-confident kid, which is interesting. You know, it's one of those things where he's a fairly confident kid, right? But there's a certain part of him that he lets get in control in moments that it doesn't need to be there, which is the conversations in the back of the head of, do I belong? Am I good enough? Am I capable? And these little voices, they're usually not very loud for a lot of us. And for some of us, they're incredibly loud. Or some of us, they don't even show up until the moment that we absolutely don't want them there, but then they show up. And when they show up and we listen to them, or we let them get in the driver's seat, it derails all the traction, all the work, all the things we've built and done. And so my thought to you as we kind of talk about this today, and it's going to be a brief conversation because I got to wrap it up tight based on my time frame. I got an early morning and I'm recording this last night. But the thought is that I want you to be a little more mindful of that voice coming in, a little more aware of its kind of silent almost and very quiet statements that lead you to believe things you shouldn't. You know, that voice that comes in play, that voice that is the one of, I would say, of a lack of belief, of limit, the one of lack of support, the one that questions your capabilities. The voice, honestly, I don't even know why it exists, but it does. It doesn't benefit us typically. It's not there to keep us genuinely safe because we're not in situations that are dangerous. You know, it's just fear of failure, fear of lack of success, fear of judgment, fear of embarrassment. But they're all things that are not terminal. They're not the end of everything. And in fact, every person who's accomplished something great went through those journeys. And I think the ones who get to the far side of their life, the next stage of whatever they're doing, I think the ones that get to that point, and those people, they're the ones that didn't listen to that voice very much. The ones that were able to tune it out, or they made the one of positive perspectives, the one of joy, of opportunity, they made that voice louder and listened to that voice. And while these voices both compete and they both exist inside your mind, the one that's louder wins. Because the one that's louder gets heard, the one that's louder directs, the one that's louder, it quiets the other one down. And in those moments, in those situations, you've got to be able to raise the auditory level of the voice of positive, the voice of you can do it, the voice that gives you all the strength that you need to be able to succeed in the moments you're needed to succeed. Without that voice being louder, the other one wins. You have controlled these voices. You might have them today. You might have had them yesterday. You might have them coming tomorrow. They're going to come. They're not going to stop all of a sudden. The ones that question what you should be doing or can be doing, and the ones that just, you know what voice I'm talking about. But I want you at least today to start giving yourself a little bit of a bump to the auditory level of the one that speaks positive to your life, to the one that tells you you're capable. Because truthfully, I think we all have the ability and capabilities of accomplishing things well beyond what we even perceive as a reality right now. And the only reason we don't see it as a reality is because we're letting the other voice be too loud. So quiet the voice, raise the level of the other voice, and do something cool, man. Just do something out of this world amazing so that the other voice looks stupid for having said you couldn't do it. That's it. Listen to the right voice. Thank you for joining us on another empowering episode of The Dark Work Daily. Remember, the journey towards success is not always easy, but by embracing the challenges and doing the hard work daily, you are paving the way for a brighter future. Keep pushing forward, stay resilient, and never underestimate the power of your own perseverance. If you enjoyed today's episode, be sure to subscribe for more inspiring content. And until next time, keep shining your light by embracing the darkness. This is Anthony Trucks, signing off from The Dark Work Daily.